show. We are now working on our third episode here. And if this is your first time tuning in, I hope that you enjoy what you hear, or maybe at least find something interesting or learn something new. This is Death Chats with Sarah, the podcast that is normalizing grief and openly discussing death-related topics. I am your host, Sarah, Sarah with a C, and today I'm going to explore more about my business and brand, CC Oddities by Sarah, the career path that got me here, and why I wouldn't change a damn thing. As I lightly touched base on the first episode, my background prior to this end-of-life career path and oddity world was anything and everything fashion related. While living in Los Angeles in my early 20s, I had already decided that as long as I was near the fashion industry, whatever area that may be in, I was happy. I just wanted to be around it all. The clothes, the people, the creative flow, the hustle, the fabrics. I also knew when moving there to LA that it would not be my forever home, and I was there to learn, be challenged, and grow. But all of that was completely unknown to me until I answered the phone, quite literally. My job before dipping my toes in the fashion world and wanting to completely dive right in was back in my hometown, Riverside, California. At a local shopping mall's food court. I was in high school still. More specifically, I was working at the McDonald's of all places. And that did not last too long as I got a lead from one of the managers there for a job opportunity with the local railroad for a new car transportation inspection company. Now, I knew nothing about the railroads, and anything I had learned about cars was from my older brother, who is still to this day very much so into cars, but that's not to say how much I personally knew about cars at that point. I just knew that I saw an opportunity and I went for it. I knew even though I was just out of high school and totally not qualified, I was going to go for it. I got the job. It was at that spot I worked for almost 3 years until I made the move to LA. From that job, I gained a lot of skills that really helped me feel I was able to apply for a great variety of jobs when I moved out to the city, and there was plenty of opportunities. I went sort of ham applying to any job that I could be capable of. I started to get interviews, and it was a reception job at a wholesale fashion warehouse that I consider to mark the start of my fashion journey. I will never forget that job. I worked there for almost a year and cried just about every single day. It is no joke that the fashion industry is not for the weak. I was young in a relationship that was possibly one of the worst I have ever been in. I was insecure, just trying to pay my bills. But within the first 6 months, I moved departments. So that was exciting. From answering and directing calls, I moved to the studio where I was casting models, styling catalog shoots, and making sales calls during the downtime. Things started to be more fun. I still hated my boss, and she was literally the worst. Once I knew this was it, I also realized that there were literally thousands of companies just like this one. I was not going to settle. I switched over to a new fashion warehouse where I was pattern making, sourcing fabrics, and helping to create the POs. Now, anything I know sewing related at this point was all thanks to my mom. Things were getting tough financially. I was no longer in my shitty relationship, happy to say, but was now having to completely support myself, which is fine, but I still was living in a new city and barely making any money. Although my family was only an hour east from me, I had too much pride at this point. I was determined to make it work. I was set on proving I was where I needed to be. As tough as it is to admit, I was so stubborn that I even lived out of my car for 6 months during this time. I was working three jobs, hair salon receptionist in some mornings, wholesale clothing during the day, and a bar in Santa Monica on some nights. One night, the bouncer on shift at the bar heard about my living situation. He was from Texas, living out in LA, trying to make his dreams come true too, but was also struggling financially, as most people trying to live in LA are, especially the young ones. As it is $20 just to walk outside your house and breathe the air, it seemed. He will always forever hold a special place in my heart, offering me the futon in his studio apartment. I accepted, and he became my roommate for the remaining days I spent in LA, which at that point was for about 3 more years. I grew in my experience and skills in the fashion industry. I was traveling for the regional trade shows across the US and dealing with some of the biggest accounts in the country. My roommate and I moved into a bigger apartment, allowing us both a little more space. Then the time had come. It was time to move on from LA. Working with all these businesses, helping them grow, learning their stories, I had become inspired. I wanted to start my own. It was time to pack up the car and move on from that place and onto the next adventure. Denver was always somewhere I wished to call home, and with my boyfriend at the time being originally from Colorado, wanting to move closer to his family, it made that an easy option. I got here in May of 2019. Before having arrived, I had reached out to numerous number of boutiques and storefronts in the Denver area, super eager to find my next step on this journey. My resume at this point was filled to the brim with experience, and did I even mention I had gone to school somehow during all of this? I started getting interviews right away, and it was only 3 days after moving that I met the gal who I later became to call my business partner. I went to work, not knowing that right around the corner was the global pandemic of 2020. It was a challenge, as it was for all of us to navigate during those times, as we had no idea what to expect next. I did my best to help navigate the store through those tough times, but I am also forever so thankful that the store was there in my life as my saving grace. As I was trying to keep calm from everything else that was starting to fall apart in my life. At the end of 2020, I had lost my dad over the summer, who had been fighting stage 4 terminal cancer for over a year. I remember asking him if I should stay in California when he was diagnosed, and he flat out told me to keep on with my plans to live my life, that the last thing he wanted was for me to stick around and watch him die. Despite the pandemic going on, I flew home multiple times that year. He took his last breath in August of 2020. That's when the life I thought I knew continued to deteriorate. The person I had moved to Colorado with left me. He also took our dog with him. But at least, despite all that I had lost at this point, along with the general chaos going on in the world, I still had the store. And during all of this, I had also discovered a new passion of pinning bugs, reading tarot for myself, and herbs, which was and still is such an outlet for me to escape the realities of how unfair this world can be. I began to really explore myself, something I guess I really hadn't had time to do before, or maybe that's just an excuse I'm not willing to listen to anymore. In the beginning of 2021, I was emerging out of this whole scenario of what I thought I was, confused and perplexed from all that had just happened, but intensely wanting to transform, evolve, and emerge from the ashes. Moving into this new version of myself, I was determined to lean into this oddity world, and I started to notice the strands that ran through this new direction were also so similar to what I had already familiarized myself with. The year 2020 changed so much of what I had known, what I was comfortable with, the life that had become my day-to-day, the people that I saw and got to interact with were no longer there. And I'm a firm believer of when one door closes, another one opens, or maybe it's a window. But either way, I believe that life goes on after death of any form. And that was going to remain true here. So I was leaning into my oddity brand and business, But I also was still working at the store. My business partner, she had already very much so found a new path that sparked new interest and set her soul on fire. And I didn't really fully know it at the time, but so had I, moving through 2021 and exploring the new tools that I had discovered for myself. And exploring all the sides of me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I started to realize that this whole bug pinning, bone processing, nature loving and connecting world had such a pull and a hold on me. And then I was catapulted. I lost the store at the end of 2021 in November, unexpectedly. But as I had mentioned, I really do believe that the death, even the death of a job or a workplace, it just forces you into new beginnings, a new chapter, a new part of your life. And this was so true for this. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I had to reconnect with who I was, as I had felt that a lot of it had been given to the store, a lot of my energy, my essence. But once I recalibrated and realized, wow, okay, so now I can give all this energy and essence to me, I was able to take back my power. But that doesn't mean I wasn't scared, because I was. I was completely scared, especially having had experienced all the things in business that I had up to this point. I was so scared to put the pressure of success on my oddity brand. I felt initially that it would take the magic out of what it was for me and what it did for me. So I began to explore my other options, and that's when I landed on funeral homework. Not homework, but home, funeral homework. And I was working as a transfer driver, as I have also mentioned, which was a very fast and furious journey. I quickly realized that I needed to get over my fear and just have more faith and trust that the universe had my back, and that all these things to this point happen because this is where I needed to be. Just as it kind of always does, even when it doesn't make sense, it does. At least for me, personally speaking. Quickly realizing, and I think understanding, that this end of life career path that is unfolding before my very eyes is something that is so necessary for me to continue to pursue. But I think what really shifted for me is realizing that it's not going to be in a traditional manner. It's not going to be your normal way of going about things. And I guess reflecting on my life, that's sort of how it's always been for me. Just kind of always going to the tune of my own drum here. And that's what's led me to this podcast and really just opening up my heart and my life and becoming vulnerable for everyone in hopes of maybe inspiring one of you to tap into a realm within yourself that is a little bit scary, that could potentially leave you feeling not secure. But sometimes those things are exactly what sets your soul on fire. And I'm a strong believer that that is the soul's purpose in this life, is to find, allocate, and then connect to what that is that does that for your soul, that ignites it. And so I just want to thank everyone that's here listening today. I really can't wait to see what else I'm able to explore with this. I'm so grateful for all the love and the support that I get for my business and brand, CC Oddities by Sarah, which if you haven't checked out, all the links will be in my episode's bio and description with the links. I have my website. I'm very active on my Instagram. I feel like I've created a whole very fun and personal connection with my Instagram. And I truly just am so grateful and feel so blessed and reassured for keeping on, for pushing forward and being here. And I just want to thank everyone also for their patience with me, because I am still human. And as much as I would like some things to move along faster, sometimes they just don't. And that's where I'm really trying to have grace with myself. And rather than looking up at the big picture and quite instantly getting overwhelmed, I am keeping my head down and just watching that one step in front of the other until I get there. And I'm so excited and thankful that you all are here along for the ride. Thank you so much. And until next episode, I hope that you guys are well and tap into whatever it is that sets your soul on fire.